fine.
Ken Roczen, hey, good day today for you. Ended up on the podium, and certainly we talked in Unadilla, and you're like, I don't know what happened today. And, like, now we saw the mud riding of Ken Roczen.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot better. Honestly, in Unadilla, I kid you not, the last mud race that I did was probably in 2015 somewhere, because 2016, I think we were dry for the whole outdoor season. And then, so it's been a long time, and I don't know, it's just, things were just off, you know. But today, we had to pull our, because between me and Barsha, you know, it was 9 points, you know, which ain't a lot. So I really had to get my shit together, especially with him winning both races. So
yeah, one of my questions was, you were aware of all of that, because he was.
Like, I didn't know he won in the first moto. I was like, man, he's got to be somewhere up there. But anyways, the first moto was tough. I was pretty far back. But then I don't know how I ended up in third, but I did. I was going good there in the middle. But then the second moto, you know, he grabbed the whole shot. I was actually going that pace, like, fairly easy. We're kind of yo-yoing because I didn't want to get absolutely smashed with mutt the whole time. But I knew that if I was going to finish second, he finished third, that first, that I was going to have 1 point on him. So, and then a few, he was going really good there towards the end anyways. But
so did you stop for goggles, or did he just kind of pull away?
Second, okay, not in the second. I got screwed up by lappers pretty good. And then
so about two laps, he put four seconds on you in two laps.
Yeah, because, you know, and with those kind of track conditions, it can either really bite you or make an advantage. So when you're behind, like, a pack of three, it's impossible to go in the mud and pass him. So you got to kind of settle in and wait and do whatever. And then he was kind of gone and kept it the same. And he was definitely on one.
Nice uphill triple move. I think you're the only guy I saw all day. You basically made it. It wasn't totally clean.
No, the first one, I jumped it twice.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen it. The first one, I cleared it, like, perfect. Right. And then the second one was a little short. Yeah. But, yeah, I was
feeling it, just kind of like, hey, I got some traction.
Yeah,
let's do
it. Yeah, exactly. It was more like a thing that I got traction, and I knew the speed that I needed to make it. And so I was just clicking gears down there. And then, but once I came out short, I'm like, man, this is about as good as I'm going to hit that turn, and it ain't happening again.
Well, hey, a good season for you, a rebuild season, like you said, and come into 19 and ready to go, right?
Yeah, for sure. I just wanted to finish this healthy. That was the most important thing. And on top of that, we finished on the podium, second place. I got a bunch of second places here towards the end of the year, which was great, super big. And I think we've really established kind of a base again, you know, with my results, so that's good. But I'm just really, really, really looking forward to getting a good off-season training. And last year, I did my off-season training without any races, and my hand was still bugging me big time, so I hope that I can go into it this year just doing my stuff and then come to Supercross and be on one.
Were you pretty surprised when, I'm guessing, Chad called you, hey, can I come riding? And then now he's here today on a JGR bike?
No, honestly, well, it happened. It was going on for about 3 weeks. Like, I was about to text him, he texted me, and he asked if he can come up and ride. Then we went to his place a couple of days, or a day or so. So, and then once I heard that he was going to go up there, I was like, oh, what's going on there? And then this week, you know, we're talking about it. I'm like, oh, you're probably going to be racing this weekend. So he did pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. You've won a ton of races in your life, but there are a couple overalls that you came really close to getting this year. Do you think about those much? Does it bug you?
Not anymore. Not right now. We've had a good run this year, and that's what I have to keep it at that. Leave it at that, you know.
See you in the Destinations.
Absolutely.